RSN Central, the Midweek Masterclass. The boys from the mailbag join Gareth Hall on RSN Central.
Time to welcome in the team for the Midweek Masterclass. Thanks for the mailbag. And we'll introduce the rat first of all, Mark Roden. Hello to you, Mark. He's frozen. Hello to you, Jack Dickens.
G'day, Gareth. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. That's his nickname, isn't it?
Yeah, the rat, apparently. Yeah.
Pete Antonis.
He's been around a very, very, very long time, Mark Roden. A little bit like Splinter, the Ninja Turtles. You know, he's the older, wiser one.
Hello to you, Peter.
Yeah, morning to you, G Hall.
Looking forward to the Midweek Masterclass because it's Bendigo Cup Day. And it's always one of the great days in country racing. And looking forward to dissecting that meeting with you, Jack. Don't forget to get your questions in, 0416 90 50 52. G'day, Mark. I think you're back.
Yeah, sorry about that. I accidentally muted myself.
That's all right. I wish Jack would do that from time to time. Now, Jack, we'll start off with you. Horses to follow.
I thought there was two runners in particular with good merit that didn't win on Saturday at Moonee Valley. They were Spirit of Gaylord for Mitch Friedman and Velado for C. Waller. I think they'll both go to the Derby. Spirit of Gaylord needs to get a run, but I think they're both capable of improving off that run at Moonee Valley.
Okay, so
on the quick backup.
Spirit of Gaylord is the fourth emergency. He's drawn barrier number 11. And the Chris Waller galloper in the Derby, has it got a start? I don't think it has. I don't think you got a start there, unfortunately, for yourself there, Jax. Those two horses, we might have to follow somewhere else.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. What about you, Pete? Have you got a horse to follow?
Yeah, pretty simple for me, Gareth. It's a Ray Day. Out of the three-year-old feature there was off the track, three wide, no cover. Still loomed up to win, run over in the final strides, but geez, it just looks like a horse that's profiling to improve every little bit of experience that it gets.
All right, then. And we'll go to you now, Mark, for a horse to follow.
Yeah, there was a terrific run at Randwick on Saturday as we entered the start to enter the off-season in Sydney. It was a horse called Bergen, who's trained by Gary Moore. Went around at about 50 to 1, served it up to the hot favourite Emerald Kingdom. Emerald Kingdom's run last, and Bergen's held on to run a very good third, considering how fast they went. I think he's in for a pretty good campaign the good horses start to drop off up there.
Just with the punting lesson that you gave a couple of weeks ago, with horses that do perform well off a hot tempo and set up that hot tempo, do you have to watch them closely in the yard to see how they've bounced through that run? Or because Bergen's from that stable, you expect it just to butter up and perform well next time around?
In this case, I would. I think he's a few preps into his career now, Bergen. He's been pretty tough and consistent. I just think that first up run showed that he's in for a good campaign.
All right, then. Punting lesson, Jack, from you this week.
Make sure you check Riser before you come on the radio and declare a horse to back in the Derby, because it's actually not in there. I still think Gunstock's the horse in the market that I definitely want to be with and I'd have on top for sure. I was just sort of adding, because we've talked about 100%. The Derby previously, I was trying to add a few more horses to our team. So
that just broke about 15, 20 minutes ago, Jack. So it wasn't your fault. I was just looking at the field, the barriers are out. And Spirit of Gaylord, I wanted to be on him, but he is the fourth emergency, which is a little unfortunate. Now, Gunstock's drawn barrier 19. Does that concern you, Jack?
Greatly.
Yep.
But we trust Draw to produce, you know, a Group 1 ride on big days racing. You know, he can go either way sometimes, Jai. But I think this horse is really, really progressive. And I like the gap between runs. I just think it's going to run a big race. Barrier 19 is not ideal, but you're probably just going to get a better price.
So your punting lesson is to check Riser. Have you got anything else for us?
Check Riser, but then, don't panic when you're backing a horse like Gunstock.
Yes.
Don't panic about barriers. This is a 2,500 metre staying race. Mm-hmm. You know, half these horses. The biggest question in a race like this is it going to stay? So
100%.
Don't tear up your ticket because we're barrier 19 here. It doesn't really matter.
Mark, your punting lesson?
Just a simple one about gear changes and intents. We saw one on Saturday. It was quite well back to Marzu from the Snowden Yard. wasn't just the gear change, but they had put pacifiers on him, which sort of signalled to me that they'd identified his problem as being over racing. They'd given him a little freshen up, dropped him back from the absolute top class and targeted the Brian Crowley stakes. I think if you had all that in together, you could see what the stable's intentions were, and he turned out to be a pretty good bet.
And listening to Paul Snowden there on Saturday morning with the first word, he's always great to talk to. He's got some wonderful insights, but he was a little bit bullish about his stables back in a way, and boy, wasn't he right, Mark. The Snowden camp are well and truly back.
But they are. Look, I think I mentioned them, could have been a month, 6 weeks ago, how poor their strike rate had been, but we've seen a similar thing. We've been talking about the O'Brien Yard in Victoria. Stables like this have a proven track record. They're going to revert to the mean in statistical terms at some point. So if they're going poorly in terms of strike rate now, you can almost back them at some point to be bouncing back.
It's like playing that game at the casino that I used to play in Perth. It's like when you had your numbers there and you just kept on doubling up and doubling up, and eventually they would have to hit and then you would hit back. Unfortunately, I used to run out of bullets. And then as soon as I run out of bullets, my numbers would hit again. And then I wouldn't have and then I'm not speaking on my behalf, maybe Gary Hall Jr. And then you didn't have enough money to get out of the car park and had to run up behind our manager. Hey, Pete. Sorry, Mark.
I was just going to say that's another punting lesson. That's bankroll manager.
Yes. Pete, your punting lesson.
Yeah, going real niche this week, Gareth. If there's a false start in a race, don't then have double your stake on because you think the map will better suit the front runners, because I've seen this twice now. It doesn't happen very often, but the leaders don't want to actually lead because they're terrified that they've already jumped and run a couple of hundred metres. So invariably they go 15 lengths slow to the 600, and it suits the horse that's just sitting there smoking the pipe, usually one out, one back. It was atrocious, that race there, race six on the weekend. And the Fugazi was one of the more difficult watches I've had probably in the last 12 months.
That is a great punting lesson. Five bets probably a year from Pete there. Watch for false starts around the country. As soon as you see a false start, back the back markers. I love it, Pete. You are a niche individual, and that's why we pay you the big bucks to come on this show. Now, horses, now we need our staking plans for tomorrow. We'll wait for you to come last here, Jack, because the SMSs are coming through. 0416 90 50 52. We're heading to Canterbury, Mark. You're seeing them beautifully at the moment. What are we doing?
First time I've been to Canterbury in a while. It's through rail on a good track. Hopefully not that mad on rail bias that we can sometimes see there, but I expect on paces and those inside to be advantaged. Anyway, we start in race two, number two. It's Sue Armaire. Look, this is running into a pretty smart horse called Norwegian Bliss, so I do think will be very hard to beat, but I just think the gap in the prices between the two is too great. Norwegian Bliss, well, they're both coming off really impressive wins up at Newcastle on different days. I didn't have that much between them, and Norwegian Bliss is 180 with the tab, and Sue Armaire is 550. So just on price alone, I'm going to have 100 on number two, Sue Armaire, in race two.
Yep.
Over to race six. Now, this horse has been quite costly to punters, to me personally as well, but I really think he gets his chance today. Race six, number three, Ramstein. From the Ryan Alexiou yard, who love to, you know, produce their horses fresh, coming off a very strong trial. He was really trucking in his trial. He's drawn the outside, but I think he either gets across or sits outside Shadow Bridge, and I think that's going to be a plus. It's going to be a smallish field after scratchings, and I think 330, there'll be a deduction there, but, you know, anything in the high twos, he's probably going to get his chance, and that's a decent bet as well.
All right. 100, I mean, yep. So Ramstein, race six, number three, and then race two, number two, a horse by the name of Sir Lamour. At 550 for Barry and Waller. Pete, what about at Ascot on a Wednesday?
Gareth, this is real difficult to get involved early. Look, I was leaning towards Treverne in race four, but I do want to see how wet the track gets because it's out of Snifferson. You know, record in the wet, not horrible. There's been a couple of the siblings that have placed in the wet before, but if it's worse than a soft, I don't really want to get involved. But it is profiling like a nice race for it. But, yeah, very cautious at this stage. In fact, I couldn't even recommend a bet at this early stage.
All right, then we'll move on. We'll spend all the money we'd say. Jack, you get, I'll give you Pete's 200 as well today. What are we doing at Bendigo on Cup Day?
All right, we're going to kick off in race two, number 11, Four Real Life, Corson's Oliver. That's that combo is airborne. We're going to have $25 on at the $9 with the tab, please.
Race 2, horse number 11, For Real Life, $9. So it's how much? $25 the win.
Yep.
Yep. All right, then what are we doing?
We're going to go to race 4.
Okay. And
we're going to go all the way to the bottom, number 9, Yup Het. Blake McDougall rides for C. Brown. $5.50 worth of tab. Biggest out there. Get it and take it now. We're going to have $50 on at the $5.50, please, Gareth.
Yep, that is done. Locked in. So we've got $125 left.
We're going to spend all of that in race 6, number 13, Linda Meach. What a woman. Duchess of Dorset, $270. Again, tab, top odds. Get on quick. Log in and take this price. $270 is a great price. $125 on it, the $2.70, please. Gareth.
$125 a win. Duchess of Dorset, Simon Wilde and Linda Meach. $2.70, top odds there with the tab. So race 2, number 2 at $5.50. Oh, no, I should say. Race 2, number 11, $25 the win. That's the Corstens and Oliver Galloper, and that is For Real Life. And then we move to race 4, number 9, Blake McDougall, Yafet, and Collett, Cliff Brown. They combine there at $5.50, so we'll have $50 at $5.50. And then race 6, horse number 13, Duchess of Dorset, $2.70 at the moment with the tab. We'll have $125 on that Galloper. Time for the SMSs. Plus, you've got a big announcement, they tell me, Jack.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it. It is hard to believe when you think about the sort of people involved in the mailbag. But Racing Victoria, Gareth.
Yep.
God bless them. Thank you. They have given us a license to syndicate race horses and buy bloodstock.
Okay. So that is exciting.
If we're jumping the other side of the fence with the help and blessings of Racing Victoria. If you want to come and race horses with people who have a record of backing fast horses, now we're going to start buying them. If you want to do that, head to themailbag.com.au. On the homepage, you'll see a link where you can register your interest and fill in a few details so you sort of know what we're doing and we know what you're after and we can go from there. But we're going to be looking at the Inglis online sale at the moment. And our man, your man, he's basically your man, Shane Curlio. He's going to be active at the Ready to Run Magic Million sale. So
okay,
it's happening.
Does Curlio know what he's doing when he's looking at bloodstock, or is he just a data man?
I'd say at the mailbag, it probably goes Shane, then Peter, and then the rest of us
in regard to
bloodstock. So Shane knows what he's doing.
Beautiful. Can someone please advise Gareth that the horse is forgot you, not forget you? I apologise. I didn't mean to say that. It is forgot you. I think it'll be hard to beat 2 in the derby. Dicko, if Johnny Get Angry wins the Melbourne Cup, will you shave the hipster beard and put on a suit for family day? That's from Tommy H.
Well, I did find it funny, Tommy H, that just before we come on and give you accountable betting information on the radio, they play a Dennis Pagan ad, which stings me still. But full credit to Dennis, full credit to the horse, and full credit to Damien Oliver, who said the horse doesn't need to run on Saturday and will be going straight to the Melbourne Cup.
Yep.
Good luck to him.
Has forgot you had too many runs this prep. Can't fathom why you would give him a gut buster a week from the Derby, Foss. That's Foss from Devonport. Foss, there's been many a Derby horse that have had a tough run in the Vase before winning the Derby, Mark, however.
Absolutely. It used to be great lead up in the old days. I know, you know, thinking around training 3-year-olds has changed a bit, but you know, a 2,500-metre race this early in the season, the way they're trained now, I think miles and legs is a definite plus.
G'day, guys. Love the show. Dicko, now that we're allowed back on track, do you find it harder to find winners from the mounting yard at this time of the year, as all horses should be cherry ripe with the big prize money on offer? Or is there still things you can spot that stands out and helps you decide where the winners are? That's from Chris. Good on you, Chris.
Well, this is actually the second announcement. Unless something goes severely wrong, Gareth, I'm going to be on track on Saturday, back on track Derby Day. I can't wait.
Yeah. How did you get back on track? Membership or...?
Friend of a friend of a friend. Membership, okay. Though, yeah. You can tell, like, a horse that might be a little bit sore by the way they're walking, just a little bit over it, or not interested by the way their head's moving. And, you know, if a horse is okay, it's still going to run because it's a big race, big prize money, but you can sort of see, hang on, this horse might not be 100% new.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and finish off with your questions. 0416 90 50 52. And then Beer and Skittles. He is live at the Ready to Run sales up there in Sydney. Mitch Beer will be joining us just after 11:30. This is RSN Central with Gareth Hall on this Tuesday. question for you, Dicko, I guess. In the Oaks, what are the chances of Morissette?
Jackson's a big Morissette fan. I'm not as big a fan. I'm big on Daisy's. A little bit petrified now that Danny O is sending El Patroness to the Oaks. Yep. I think it's a big player too. But I've got Daisy's number one seed.
Surely Wentwood is huge overs in the Bendigo Cup after coming second to Jawaz and the Kunji. That's from Matt. Harry Coffey picks up the ride there.
I think Wentwood and Turidan for El Meach are the two horses to back in the Bendigo Cup if you want to have a bet.
Yeah, full credit to Pistol for picking that up about the false starts. The head noise these jocks get is terrible. They give them a hit out going down to the gates. That's from Juppy from Bendigo, Pete.
Thanks, Juppy. Good to have him on board.
Question from Rod in Strathmore. Could you please ask the guys what they would do in this circumstance? I've placed early bets on Incentivised to win the Melbourne Cup. I've had five... I can't read that. 100 at 550, basically, to collect 750. I'm only a small take punter, but should I lay off? My question is, what's the best strategy to try and ensure I still make a profit if Incentivise happens to lose?
Yeah, well, if you... Oh, I don't know what we're allowed to say here, Gareth.
Well, you can lay off. You back other horses or... Yeah.
You can use lots of things to limit your liability. Yeah. You could lay in run because the horse is going to lead and it's going to give you a really good sight off its SP. So you could even lay at a lower odds. If you just need to have a game plan and accept the, like, what's going to happen. So don't get sour if you do lay off and it wins.
Yep.
Because that's what you decided to do before the race started.
Paulie, as a punter, is it best to stick to one meeting when having a crack on a Saturday? That's from Cuffy. I don't know. I think if you've got experts at different tracks, it's okay. But if you're doing your own form, Jack, I would imagine that it'd just be best to concentrate at the one meeting.
I think particularly when you start to, like, say, your track pattern and number of different factors you have to analyse throughout the day. There's too many tracks at once. Unless your name's Shane Curley, then it's just too hard.
Hey, boys, how big are your bets when you started out? So, and keen for the announcement. You've just announced what you are doing. But when you were starting off betting, how big were you betting?
Tiny.
Yep. Couple more questions. Hi, Gareth. I'm an avid Tell 'Em We're Coming fan. Can you please ask Peter where it might run next? And hopefully decent jockey will give it a better chance than last start. It's from Warren.
Straight to the Railway Stakes, Warren.
Yep.
It might have one more start between now and then, but yeah, geez, it's got a clear run. It almost goes close to beating Captain Chaos.
Hi, Gareth. Can you ask the guys if a mate is a definite starter in the Melbourne Cup field or does it have to qualify through coming first or second in the Bendigo Cup? I'm asking because I'm sick of getting knocked out of the futures markets. There you go. I think it does have to perform well in the Bendigo Cup tomorrow. Yeah, it'll need a penalty to gain a start there. Can it win the Bendigo Cup, Jack?
I've got it at a $6 chance. So, yeah, it can win. I don't think it's a bet.
Yep. Good on you, lads. Thanks for that. Enjoy Bendigo Cup Day. And well done, Jack. You're a bloodstock agent. God help us all.
We are all bloodstock agents. And God bless you and full credit to everyone. Have a great week, Gareth. Bye for now.
There we go. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Pete.
Cheers, Jake.
It's 11:31.